This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today's khutbah is a very practical one. It's like a hands-on training. It may be altered just a bit because of the current issues and that my dear brother Mirza, Nabil Mirza and his father, may Allah have mercy on him. So understanding the similarity and how Allah subhanahu wa jalla biyula is reminding us all the time that even ikhtilaf al-layl wal-nahar, that the days and the nights, the months that go over, the years that pass over, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدْ indeed that you are a mere number. So we have to understand that every day that goes by, every hour that goes by, every minute, every second, that you're actually counting down your lifespan. It's not counting up to your death, it's counting down what has been given to you, but it's been allotted to you in your span, lifetime. Even though it's written in the womb after 120 days, but you still do not know that. It's an investment that Allah has given you. It's a hadiyah. We mentioned before that's the day. It's called that present because of that. The day that is past, you cannot get and you cannot guarantee what is coming up. فَيَوْمٌ مَفْقُودٌ وَيَوْمٌ مَوْعُودٌ وَيَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ So we have a few days that we have. The day that يَوْمٌ مَفْقُودٌ is past. It's يَوْمٌ we have now. And Yawm Mu'ud is promised. And Yawm Ashud, everybody will testify, either now or the other. So we have a few days that we work around, that is all surrounding about. And the scholars will tell you, when we talked about the Sha'ban, how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula asked all of the angels, and the books are closed. And they said, when the month of Ramadan comes, as if it's the day of reviewing. As if you're coming into the day of Ramadan when you're fasting, you're depriving yourself from everything. And now the day that has come, the time that you break your fast, when you actually are happy to eat and drink. And we said that this is exactly what happens in our life. We spend the whole day as if we're spending the whole life struggling, striving, our own jihad. 14 types that they are. But there comes to a time to receive the reward. And some of us do it with the sincerity and some of us don't do it with the sincerity. Some of us will be accepted, some of us will be not. And similarly, we have Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that the month are 12 of the year. As if they were the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. But the most beloved of the 12 of Ya'qub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, was Yusuf. Similarly, he says that the month of Ramadan, among the 12, is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. And he also similarly, even when his brethren made mistakes and these sins and committed whatever it is that they committed,
When they came back to Yusuf alayhi salam, what did he say? He says, "La tathbiba alaykum al-yawm." He says, "Idhabu antum al-talaqa." We're not going to hold your account, I forgive you. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ula does the same in the month of Ramadan, and you can see the link. Too many similarities, but we don't have enough time to go into all the details. Because I want to share with you something that you do with your family today that is practical. It is on a piece of paper, inshallah, and it's also in the booklet that we are trying to spread, to have this beautiful knowledge spread with everyone, including your family. Especially, where does that stem from? An ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارُ وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Oh, you believe, protect yourself and your family. So let's talk about the family. As if the family of Yaqub alayhi salam and the similarities of the brethren of Yusuf. The most beloved was Yusuf alayhi salam. But how did he deal with it? And how do we actually have the similarities of that? Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a gift in the month of Ramadan. And he sees the na'id, how you're supposed to do. Is that Eid for you just because you are going to eat and drink? Or is that Eid for you this specifically because you're celebrating an ata'ah, an obedience, that you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were able to go through it, and you were successful to do it? And compare that Eid with what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said. He says, "Laysa al-Eid liman labisa al-jadid, walakin al-Eid man khafa yawm al-wa'id." He says, the Eid is not just wearing different clothes and nice and beautiful, which is halal, alhamdulillah, it's good, enjoy yourself. But he says the true Eid for him is the one that we will have on Judgment Day. That you work toward your whole life, till you will come to us whether you like it or not, including this poor slave of Allah. We will come in a box, whether you like it or not, no matter how rich you are, you will come to us unclothed, no bank accounts. The only thing you will have is your bank account with Allah. So you're basically doing a transfer of what you have saved in this life from the righteous deeds. Not anything else. From the righteous deeds, that is the bank you transfer. From the bank of the dunya to the bank of the hereafter. So think about it. What is in the box? يَا مَنْ بِدُنْيَاهُ شَغَلْ وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلْ الْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلْ. You are devoting your whole life, you're submersing yourself in the dunya. That's what it is. And we already explained the dunya means the lower level. So how could we be doing something that is not asked of us? It is guaranteed for us. And we're not doing things that is asked of us. We run after everything that is guaranteed. We're not asking to go home and stay home, Allah. We're asking do your best, but make sure you understand that things are asked of you to do. But if we neglect that what is Allah has asked for us, and run after what is guaranteed for us, دَلِيلٌ عَلَى التَّمَاسُ الْبَصِيلَةُ فِيكِ. It means an obscure vision. What's meant, if it's guaranteed for you, your lifespan is guaranteed for you. Your sustenance is guaranteed for you. So we devote our lives to worry about our life and our risk. And it's already guaranteed. That's why the scholar says it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that as a gift. So don't worry about it. Worry about the one that actually is giving you that. The Rabb, the Lord, the Lordship. Please understand, تَقْصِيرَكُمْ فِي مَا هُوَ مَطْلُوبٌ مِنْكِ. Meaning that you're asked to do things but you're not doing them. But what is مَضْمُونٌ لَكْ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى التَّمَاسُ الْبَصِيرَةُ فِيكُمْ. That's what it means, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. So it says, if you are submersed in the dunya, يَا مَنْ بِدُنْيَاهُ شَغَلْ وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلْ. You are deceived by false hopes. سَوْفَ أَتُوبُ. And I'll talk about that in one full khutbah, inshaAllah, if we're among the people of the living. And you were submersed, you forgot, you were actually blinded. And Ramadan has come. Isn't it time for us now to let go talking to the opposite gender in inappropriate ways? Isn't it time for us now to lower our gaze? Isn't it time to stop fooling ourselves and wear the hijab and come and pray? Isn't it time for us to hold accountable before we're held accountable? Isn't it time for us to weigh our actions before they're weighed onto us? Isn't it time to come back to the Quran? Isn't it time for us to come back to the Sunnah? Isn't it time for us to put a smile on a poor person? Isn't it not time for us to put a hand on that hair of an orphan? Isn't it time for us to stand up and pray in front of Allah in the middle of the night? Isn't it time for us to actually turn off that TV that poisons you? Isn't it time for us to know that Allah is our Lord and come back and listen to what He said? Isn't it time to know that the Quran is the word of Allah and actually heed to the message? Isn't it time to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger and get to know him and follow his footsteps so we can meet him in Jannah? Isn't it time for us to know that Shaitan is our enemy and take him as our enemy? And isn't it time for us to know that we bury our debt but we do not get any wisdom behind it? Isn't it time for us to let go the qusur and work on the qubur, the castles and the work on the graves? Isn't it time for us to let go the hisab, the accountability? We run after what? Al-mal wa tansawna al-hisab. We hoard everything else and we forget the accountability. We get some more. Hal min mazid wa la yamla wa'id ibn Adam illa turab. Nothing will fulfill your eyes except dust, which means when we die. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He is telling you that, you will not take anything with you. فَتَزَوَّدُوا. What is the zad? التَّقْوَى. And that's the secret. The zad meaning what you need in the journey. The zad actually means what you need, the sustenance you need to the journey. And the journey is this life after, ya akhi and ukhti. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you what you will need on that journey. He says, خَيْرِ الزَّادَ التَّقْوَى. And when do you learn it? In the month of Ramadan. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The secrets that we talked about. So isn't it time for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to grant us the chance to repent to Him before it's too late? There's too much to share, too little time. After just the salaha, I will share with you on the game plan that you can work with your family so you can actually be with them again. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa nasta'un wa astaghfirullah wa astaghfirullah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you've been waiting for this just for a whole year. Now it's here. What have you done about it? Some of us are actually counting the days to the Eid. And we say, تراقب عيد يا رمضان. We can't hardly wait for the Eid to come. Because this month of Ramadan, this nuisance is coming between us and our lovely whims and desires. The doubts and desires and everything else that Shaitan is telling you. So you're counting. I said, what is the purpose of this thing? And we talked about the purpose and the before all of that. But let us now put a practical example. What do you do? Have you not seen a brother or a sister that had a smile on their face in the whole month of Ramadan because they actually can't see that they actually made it? They're happy. What does Ramadan mean to you? It's a beautiful smiling face that you see in the masjid. A beautiful warm heart. A beautiful hug. A brotherhood or a sisterhood. A beautiful recitation. Maybe a beautiful drop of water that comes from your eyes for the first time that you feel on your cheek. Maybe finally your soft heart is actually making your body shake. Even though your feet are aching and you can't hardly wait for the imam to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, but you're still smiling. That's what Ramadan should mean to us, because we're actually given a golden opportunity. Ramadan should not mean how much we eat and drink and what list of movies we're watching to waste our time till we get to break it. Ramadan should not mean that. It's a lot more to it. So just being practical because of lack of time, let us go through this and we'll be handing out to you inshallah, including the booklet for the cost inshallah. Now let us talk about this. If you feel that way, akhi, and especially the brothers who actually, or the sisters that cry when you hear the imam reciting قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ in the khatima, indicating not just the end of the Quran, also the end of Ramadan. People actually cry. If you get to that stage that you're smiling in the month of Ramadan, not in painful, you actually, you've actually tasted the beauty of the obedience of Allah. You've tasted being close to Allah. You've actually tasted the beauty of coming close to that heart of the Quran. You actually embody it. You're walking pulpit. You're close to it. The link is there. According to Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he was asked, what is the distance between the heavens and the earth? He says, da'watun mustajaba. He says an answered prayer. You say, ya Rab, Allah says, labbayk. That's the distance between the heavens and the earth. Oh my Lord, yes my slave. That's the distance, Akhi. It's not the neons of eons and light years. And they had a different story. So you have the best uplink at this point. Are we utilizing it? Are we actually making sure that we're doing? So let's go through some of these things. First of all, the guardians now. If you actually tasted this and your children don't know what you're talking about, first of all, I want you to make sure that you have a spreadsheet with their names on it. And you have a meeting with your family. If you haven't done that before, we'll do it now. You have a meeting with the family and say everyone should have a goal in this month of Ramadan. We should have a goal. Everything in life you should have a goal for and work towards. You just cannot live haphazard. So you have a meeting with your family members, tell me, okay, my goal in this Ramadan is to do 1, 2, 3. Or just make it 1 for now. And keep in mind the age difference and the abilities of your own children, including your mother and your father, their elder ones. Okay, what's your goal today, son? What's your goal this month, my daughter, and what's my, and so on. So everyone should have a goal. And write down the goal. It should be written, visual. And your second goal is to make sure that you actually provide them what means that they actually get to establish their goals. Including, give everyone like a bag of gifts, including in it, Hisn Muslim, fortress of a Muslim. So make sure that you do so. Accordingly, you should have a reward after they reach their goal. Alright, here's what your Eid gift will be according to your establishment of goal. So you teach them consequences. You teach them liability. You teach them responsibility. You teach them accountability. That they get the reward for what they seek. They seek the reward for what they've sown. They also will get disciplined if they don't do. So you will take the star out instead of putting it on. So according to their actions and deeds, the bigger the gift in Eid. It's according to what they do. Now make sure you understand in this case, you should also have a competition, a healthy competition between your children. For example, okay, we're reading the book of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Or the book of the Seerah. The biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the book of the battles. Since your children like this fighting games or whatever it is, give them a halal fighting game. Instead of killing a cop and blowing up a car and stealing a bank and they get reward for killing all that illegal stuff, let them now go back in history and find out how we used to actually win wars when we feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ula. And Allah gave us the victory because if we actually had that, the belief. Teach them when they did not get the victory because they missed one sunnah. Teach them about the time where they actually walked for thousands of miles bare feet. The raqa'. Where they actually took their thobe and took it apart and wrapped the thobe around their feet because they had none to wear. And walked in the heat of the desert for thousands of miles. 3 on one camel they shared. Teach them about the Sahaba who they were, the golden 3 generations. Radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And how far we are from the path and we have to come back in order for them to follow. And teach them what the tabi'een, the followers of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, used to cry. You know why they used to cry? Did they have too much biryani? Was samosa too hot for them? The fattoush was not good enough, mom? I don't have my PS4. I'm just a poor guy. I don't have my latest gadget. I'm crying, man. No. They used to cry because we cannot even get to the level of the Sahaba because they saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They beat us. And they beat us with race horses and we're walking behind them with crippled mule. Teach them about the woman that used to actually carry Dunna Taqayn. Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. When she talked about what she carried, she was pregnant, carrying the food for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. When she was pregnant in the heat of the sun and people wanted to kill her, teach her about the women in Islam that they were even stronger than us nowadays. Teach them who they were. The one that carried the banner of Islam of La ilaha illallah that you're actually saying freely now. You're actually free to say La ilaha illallah here in the West where it's not a Muslim country. Teach them what happened when we lost the Khilafah, when we left the Quran and Sunnah and we submersed ourselves in what we are doing now. Teach them about Uhud, And the lesson that is learned, that Islam was never going to be looted, but only Muslims win or lose according to our actions and deeds. Teach him about Badr, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us victory even though we were 1/3 the ratio, 1-3. We didn't have anything except the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach him about the tawakkul of the Sahaba and how much they put their trust in Allah. For 3 years they ate the leaves of a tree in Sherbat Abi Talib. And teach him and teach him, the time is out. And there's 27 things on this list. There's too many things to share with your children. Teach them about the Ashr Mubashara so they'll know who they are. Walk in their footsteps. Behave like them. And when you ask your children, who's Maradona, they will tell you. Who's Madonna, they will tell you. Who's Michael Jackson, they will tell you. Who's whatever it is, I don't know who's new now. Allah help us, wallahi. Allahumma zidna biha jahlan. We're not interested to know who they are now, but I have to speak in their language of the youth. And that's why I learned about it. That's the only reason, wallahi. Because you have to speak their language. Now they will tell you everything about everything else. The best soccer player, the best this and the best that, their best color, their favorite color, their whatever it is. But you ask them about the Sahaba, they know nothing. SubhanAllah, it's time for us to have that as a competition in the month of Ramadan. Teach them that they used to fight in battles in Ramadan while fasting. So why do I get the phone calls? Can I actually break my fast? Why, ukhti? I'm going shopping. La hawla wa la quwwata illa Allah. As if it's like now I'm going shopping is an excuse on the list that is now mashaqqa. It's too much work. I have to catch the baggy, the Gucci this, and the Gianni Versace that, and the whatever Gianni Armani this, and Allah help us, wallahi. Amazing, wallahi alim. So we have to come back. Wallahi, I'm not belittling you because the amount of questions I'm getting, I know that we don't know the ABCs of Islam. It's my fault. I'll take the heat for that. So when we say we have a Ramadan workshop free, come and learn about Ramadan a few weeks ago to teach you everything about it. We've given the things and we don't, and stay home. I don't know what to tell you. We can't pull you in. We can only provide it for you. So this list will be provided for you. At least take it home. Can you do us a favor, Yahi? Can you do yourself a favor? At least. So is the competition, why? Because you want to give an alternative halal. As opposed to watching this filth. Allah help us, wallahi. Wallahi, Allah help us. You know what the problem is with us? Because Prophet Muhammad told us that we will imitate the West, the people of the book, and follow them even in the hole. But the problem is, I don't mind imitating them with the good things that they've taken from us. Learn the akhlaq, what Islam is. This portion of Allah has been in Japan a few times. I was embarrassed how the akhlaq of the Japanese were. I was embarrassed that they actually... I can't begin to tell you, it's not the topic now, but I'm thinking, yes, like Muhammad Abdul Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, I went to the West, I saw Islam, but no Muslims. And then I went back to the East, I saw Muslims, but where is Islam? So now I'm putting on this list here, it's compiled by different scholars, may Allah bless them all, that you have to change one akhlaq, please, at least. We told you the secrets of Ramadan are three specific, but there's more of course. Ikhlas, sincerity, because it's a secret between you and Allah. And taqwa, because nobody else sees you except Allah when you're all alone. And patience, sabr, because you have to have patience on your whims and desires. He said that, al-batn wal-farj. You took the private part and you're what we live for. Isn't that right? Just to eat and whatever it is. So Allah is teaching you, you can't just live for that. People live to eat, but people actually eat to live. Difference. So on this list, you have to understand that for on that list, for every one of your children, including yourself, and lead by example, you put down one akhlaq I have to change. One surah I have to memorize. I have to get into tafsir more. I have to come to the masajid more. More steps now for every good step that I'll take to the masjid. There's one good deed written, one good deed erased, especially in Fajr and Isha time. Because the darkness... illuminating, guiding light on Judgment Day. Take your children and make sure they take them to that hospitals to see the burn units, to see the less fortunate, so they become grateful. Make sure you understand that among the time, make sure you're given some ighatha, help, where? Needy. I want you to prepare the food and give it to the poor yourself and help the poor. Help the food bank right here. Understand what it means. Now you know what it feels like to be hungry and thirsty. If you want your wife to join you in this journey, please don't invite people over. Ramadan was not just you come over and I come over. It's a beautiful social event, I understand. But the time is so short, you can't even, you hardly eat and come. So please don't burden your wife with all these things. You cook this, you cook that. It's not that. And also make sure that you teach your children to give in the month of giving. You take whatever that is excess of your own children. You tell them, you give this, my son. You give this, my daughter. Let them lead by example. Show them how. Go on a journey together, especially if you can, take him to the haram. Do the i'tikaf together, even one day in this masjid. Take him with you to Taraweeh, take him with you to Fajr time. Tell him the adhkar as you come in. And tell him the adhkar, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day and during the night. Give him the tools, lead by example, lead them. There's too many things to get you, it's on the list. Last thing I will leave you with is reminding them that I want to be with you in Jannah, my daughter. I want to be with you in Jannah, my son. I want to be with you in Jannah, my wife. I want to be with you in Jannah, my husband. Suttaqillaha feena nahnu nasbir ala har al-ju' wa la nasbir ala har jahannam. So be conscious, be mindful of Allah. We can withstand the pain of hunger, but we cannot withstand the pain of the hellfire. So make sure you have halal income, you live halal, everything, anna yustajabu lah. How is Allah going to answer your prayer? If everything is haram in your life, isn't it time for us now to change, turn around and walk away? And if you leave something for the sake of Allah, Allah will grant you something better. Rest assured, man taraka shay'a lillahi awada Allahu khayran min. If you want a way out, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. If you have taqwa, Allah will find a way out for you and grant you a source nowhere that you've ever thought of. Too many things to share with you. The time is up. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to regather us with our families in Jannah after long, healthy, righteous life. Accept our fasting, accept our salah, accept our qiyam, because the hadith says, man sama Ramadan aw qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba. If you fast for the sake of Allah, and if you actually stand up to pray for the sake of Allah, your previous sins have been expiated, which means the ikhlas for the sake of Allah. Ihtisab al-ajr. You do it for the sake of Allah, and you want the reward from Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما بلغ جلالي وجب عظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملا الاعلى الى يوم الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمل بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نمتلئ من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه والتابعين واقم الصلاه
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الذي قدر فهدى
وجعلن مني أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
Inshallah, just a quick reminder, this is the booklet that we are giving for $5, just the cost of the print. You need to come to get the best of Ramadan, the name, everything you want to tell your children in details. And in the back of it, actually the game plan that we talked about, the 27. Now, if you're not interested in this, we've actually printed 500. There's only about 100 or so left. So please, they're going to be outside, so you get them for $5 for a good cause. This one here, if you don't want to get the book, by all means, feel free, that's fine. But at least pick this up. This is the 27 points that you're supposed to share with your family. Please take it, at least. And there are certain things in the back, the do's and the don'ts, also in the month of Ramadan here, so we can actually have a nice, safe one. Barakallah. Just a quick reminder, inshallah, how to perform Salatul Janazah. This is Janazah, Brother Banta Mirza. This is the father of Brother Nabi Mirza, one of our own. The quick reminder of how to perform Janazah, just in case you are a new Muslim, or this is the first time you perform Salatul Janazah. There are four takbirat, there is no ruku' or sujood. That means you're standing up at all times. The first takbirah, you recite al-Fatiha, and you will do it. That's fine. The second takbirah, you recite as-salatu al-Ibrahimiyya.